Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we can be together and share the goodness of the Lord and the beauty and marvel and wonder of His Word. His Word, which is His plan, not only for our lives, but the future that we have to look forward to. Praise God. And that's wow, it hasn't entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And I'm sure He's going to have a lot of surprises because I'm sure He likes to do that. At any rate, we have been talking about what God is doing at this moment. And we all, you know, let me just say this, in terms of what I had been sharing about the prophetic ministry, we all have just glimpses or portion of the truth of God, that only Jesus has the fullness of the revelation, the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit, of course, does. Who knows the things that are in a man except the spirit of the man? And that's true of the Holy Spirit. He knows and understands and is able to declare and explain the whole counsel of God. And so God has a marvelous plans for us, for all of us. And it is my prayer, it's my heart's desire as I'm sharing these words, that you would be encouraged and inspired to see the things that God has for you. There's no one unimportant in the body of Christ. And as I read the Word of God, as I walk with the Lord, more and more I'm overwhelmed with the brilliance of Paul, his writings. You know, people have said, well, you know, if he didn't go to Jerusalem, he could have expanded his ministry much more. Yeah, that may be true. However, if he hadn't been physically restrained and incarcerated as he was in a Roman prison, he was in a house for 2 years, he was writing these marvelous epistles that we have. And so as we meditate on the Word of God, we see the profound truth that God gave to Paul and to others, holy men of old who were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And one of the beautiful examples that the Holy Spirit gave to Paul as he spoke in his epistles was the body of Christ, that analogy that the spiritual temple or tabernacle that God is building consists of the individual members of the body of Christ. And he used a physical parallels, just as we have a physical body, that our head, basically, our brain signals to all the organs, the various functions that go on. It's a marvelous thing. David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Science is still beginning to unravel the intricacies of the human body. It's marvelous how God has designed our body to be strong and to digest food and to handle oxygen, all the functions of our body, how to eat. My goodness, how nourishment is carried from basically the mouth to the stomach and is basically taken into the bloodstream to give us strength and nourishment. It's an amazing thing. Just as the body works together so marvelously, so the Holy Spirit is bringing the body of Christ, each individual member, lively stones, if you will, of the body of Christ, that we can flow together and display the glory of the Lord. That's God's will. That's what I'm not going to turn, but in Haggai, he said, the Lord said, I will fill this house with glory. That's something to think about. Amen. And also, as I have shared, one of the emphases of the Holy Spirit is to bring us into unity, that the denomination barriers denominational barriers that have separated us, I believe are going to dissolve as we understand the truth of God's word, as we come together in the unity of the faith. Beloved, we can be strong with the liberty and sovereignty of our individual ministries, of our churches, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, that we are not in competition. We don't have to take odds or sides one against another. We are to be brought together in the bonds of Christ, in the unity of the faith. Let me just read an example from the book of Acts. This is the New Testament church. And there was a man named Apollos who was born at Alexandria. I'm referring now to the 18th chapter of Acts, verse 24. There was a certain Jew, and he was an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures. He knew the word of God, and he came to Ephesus, and this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was zealous. He spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord. Of course, he only knew the baptism of John. Here we see a beautiful example of the body of Christ flowing together in ancient times, in the early church. He's doing that today. We only have a portion, beloved. We need one another to have full understanding and comprehension. God gives you something. He gives me something. He gives individual members of the body. He especially anoints those, the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why does he have these fivefold ministry? For the perfecting of the saints. It's all for the Levites, if you will, the modern day members of the body of Christ, who are as kings and priests unto our God. That's not past tense. When you read that in the first chapter of Revelation, he has made us, not going to make us, he has made us kings and priests unto our God. And beloved, that's you. And I'm on this broadcast to encourage you to be a king and a priest, to minister the Lord in behalf for your needs, in behalf of others. That's what priests do. And kings, to be able to rule and declare the will of God, the purposes of God for this generation. Well, here I didn't even finish my verse in Acts. And what happened? When he began to minister and preach in Ephesus, it says, whom in verse 26, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, beloved, this was a husband and wife team. Both of them came together and they were ministering to this great man of God. They took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so here, this great man of God who knew the scriptures, he was fervent in spirit, he was willing to be instructed by Aquila and Priscilla. That shows, it's just sometimes the greatest tidbits and revelation can be found in just, and I'll be sharing that with you in the days ahead, some passages of scripture we don't pay attention to. They're filled with meaning. For example, I'm using something just popped into my head, the prayer of Jabez. Do you remember that? He prayed with all the, there's so many names mentioned there, but it just mentioned about Jabez that he prayed unto the Lord, and he prayed that God would bless him indeed, that he would enlarge his territory, that his hand would be with the Lord's hand would be with him, and to keep him from evil, that it might not grieve him. And it just says, and God answered his prayer. Praise the Lord. So that's a good prayer to pray. Amen. It worked for Jabez, and I believe it'll work for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we have to be willing to learn and be submitted one to another. And I don't know about you, beloved, have you ever felt so tired of the battle? You felt overwhelmed? Well, I don't know about you, but there's times I have felt that way. That may not be new to most of you listening, but what we do have to understand that there is an understanding that as we come together in the Spirit, how vital it is we pray for one another and uphold one another. I've said it before. I'm not just trying to get to add names to the mailing list. I said, if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, He has a reason so you can be encouraged by whatever God's going to give to me to share with you. And if you email, I will pray for you. I will confirm receipt. But if you want a personal ministry, particular scriptures, a prophetic word, I ask you to share your mailing address, which is never to be shared. Amen. Praise God. So, beloved, God wants to enlarge you. Even though you may feel at times so overwhelmed, God wants us to be able to encourage one another. We are to depend first and foremost upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our refuge. He is our rock. But also, we are to depend on one another. There's a dynamic. There's an interrelating. There's a working together that is very important to the Spirit of God. He doesn't want us as Mustangs just charging off, going off in our own direction. There are times that we may feel like we're standing alone. There may be times we feel and actually be out of fellowship, but that could be just a temporary period of time. God wants to bring you into a place in the body of Christ. He says, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is. So, beloved, and some have been wounded, heard they're not going to church, and I know people like that. Well, may they hear the word of the Lord. Let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And if when you can't get out to church, you can listen to anointed Christian broadcasts such as radio, as this broadcast, or others, or television. We've been so blessed in this nation. There's wonderful ways to hear the word of the Lord. Well, beloved, I have to bring this broadcast to a close because we're coming near the end of the time limit that we have. We have to observe real practical things. And so, beloved, the announcer is going to give our mailing address. He's going to also share our email. And I invite you, as I said, if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, to write, God has a plan for each one of our lives. If you're not certain, I will join with you in prayer. And I think you'll be blessed by the ministry of correspondence. Whatever God gives, I know will be a blessing to you. I have files and files of testimonies how I was just the right word in due season. Well, beloved, I love you. I pray for my UCM partners, as well as those who are out there listening in Radio Land. I pray for you every day that you will experience God's best in your life. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.